Good morning, Senator Cassona.
Hi, my name is Abigail. I'm calling from Family First Care, the home care agency. I'm calling in regards to Sean Young.
Would you like to speak with her?
That would be great.
And rehabilitation facility.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Yes. Can I ask who's calling?
Hi. This is Abigail calling from Family First Care, the home care agency.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can barely hear you.
It's Abigail calling from Family First Care.
Oh. Okay. Hi.
Hi. I called yesterday to start with the home care services. Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, amazing.
I'm trying to get information on the waiver program.
You're trying to get
information on the waiver program. I have to qualify for that first.
Okay, so we can help you get a waiver from the county if that's what you like.
Okay. Well, I need to. They told me.
Okay. Fine, amazing. So let's just, before we start, I just want to confirm that you're not making more than $2,900 a month, correct?
Wait, no, God, no. I'm on disability. I don't even get 900. Wait, I get below 900 a month.
Okay,
I'm
and do you own a home or a car? Do you own a home or a car? Any other assets for over $8,000 that you would need to have in the state or anything?
Absolutely not.
Are you married?
Nope.
And I'm assuming you're not living with minors because you're in a facility.
No, in fact, I'm in a nursing home right now. I get out any day now. As soon as I can arrange for the home health, I can get out.
Okay, that's great. Fine. So the first thing is to schedule an assessment with the broker. I do see you had a waiver in the past. Do you want to get a new waiver?
Yeah.
I would call in with you just to see exactly where you're holding the process so we don't have to do anything extra. Do you want to call now?
Well, I had somebody come out to the house, a woman. She came out right before I went back in the hospital, and she was from Montgomery County.
Okay, and what did she say?
She's asking a whole bunch of questions. I had my waiver through Chester County, but when I got home from the hospital, I had moved to Montgomery County. So I don't know if that waiver transferred over to Montgomery County or how that works.
So I don't see that you have a waiver now.
No, I don't.
Right. So
but like I said, I was interviewed by somebody. I was interviewed by somebody.
You were interviewed by someone. And when was that?
It was right before I went, about 3 months.
Okay,
3 months, I'm sorry.
You will probably have to do a reassessment. Do you know if you've sent in the financial documents in the past?
I gave them to her, and then she turned it. In the past,
Okay, fine. So let's call into the broker and let's see exactly where you're holding, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Just a minute, no problem.
Thank you.
I can't hear you.
May I ask who I'm speaking with?
Hi, this is Abigail. Okay. Calling from Family First Care, and I'm on the phone with Sean Young, the patient.
Okay. And are we calling for a existing case, or is this to open up a new one?
So she already had a waiver from the county, but it was with another county, and she moved. We wanted to know exactly where she would be holding with applying for the home care services.
Somebody came out to my apartment before I went in the hospital and asked me a whole bunch of questions to assess how many hours I would need. I had 55 a week prior.
Gotcha. And did you update your county transfer with the county assistance office?
Well, I had moved when I got out of the nursing home, and I assume it just transferred over because I never had to reapply and never do anything, and the home health care worker got paid in Montgomery County.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Like, did you contact your local county assistance office, like the previous one you were in, and let them know that you're switching county?
No. But like I said, I moved in when I got out of the nursing home. This was over a year ago. And my home health care assistant, she got paid, but everything was through Montgomery County.
So you would have to update that with your the county assistance office. Like your previous one,
okay.
You would have to let
them. I don't think you understand what I'm saying, sir. I never had to do that before. It just was taken care of. I've lived in Montgomery County for over a year. And my home health care
worker. So is that the old county or the new county that you're in?
Montgomery County is the new county. The old county is Chester County. But I'm telling you, I lived in Montgomery County. I got my services in Montgomery County. My home health care worker was in this county, and Montgomery County, and she did get paid. So obviously there's something in Montgomery County under my name, my first, or she wouldn't have gotten paid.
Okay. Do you have your case ID number?
No, but I can give it my first.
Okay. I'm ready for it.
Let me know when you're ready. Okay. 194-465-4498.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again? I'm missing a number.
Pardon me?
Can you repeat that again? I'm missing a number.
Yeah, 194-465-4-98.
All right, and just to protect your privacy, I'm going to verify the rest of the information here with you. Also, I'm going to advise that we're not able to speak to anyone regarding the case without written or verbal permission to do so. Could you verify your full name for me again?
Sean, S-H-A-W-N, no initial A, last name Young, Y-O-U-N-G.
All right. And we do reach out via phone. We also send correspondence out by mail. Could you verify your phone number or address on the case?
Address is 827 North Lewis Road, apartment 221. That maps in. You can either say Royersford or Limerick. It's the same zip code, 19468.
All right. And I'm going to place you in a brief hold here so I can take a look into your case. I'll be right back with you.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, sing it, sir.
All right, thank you for waiting. So I took a look here. I'm looking at the notes at the county assistance office. It looks like they're waiting for bank statements to be submitted to their office. They needed bank statements for all owned accounts from August to the current date.
Yeah, my daughter's working on that. She should have sent that
so
in.
So that's how... so that's
I mean,
what they're waiting for, to reinstate your waiver. You have to get that signature
okay.
They reinstate your services.
Is that all that's needed for the waiver?
Correct. That's what they had on the note.
So she already
okay,
was
hang
approved
on one second.
This right now. She doesn't have to do a reassessment?
No. It looks like they're doing they're reinstating the waiver, so it's a different process. They're reinstating it at their office. They're not
okay.
saying she has to
okay, let
over.
Me get a pen, and you can tell me where they need it sent to. Hold on one second.
Okay. And I would have to give you their phone number, and then you would have to, like, get, like, any alternative ways to send it.
Okay, where do I send it to? Or do I email it? Do I text it?
So I have their phone number. You're going to have to contact them directly if you want, like, an email or a fax for their office. I have their phone number here that they have listed. Did you want to write that down? Hello? Yes, did you want to write down their phone number?
Which number is this for? Sorry.
This is the County Assistance Office for Montgomery.
Okay, yeah, I'll take it as well either way.
It is 610-270-3500.
And
that's the number you'll call if you have any other questions about the financials that they're requesting.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Was there any other questions I could assist you with, you guys?
I don't think so. Sean, are you still there? Sean. Okay, fine. I think we're okay.
No problem. All right. Well, thank,
thank
you both
you
for calling Pennsylvania Independent and Roman Brooklyn. You're welcome. And if you want to do a brief survey.
No, that's okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.